It never occurred to me that the southern proconsuls might expand the borders beyond the maritime city-states. Only the jewel cities themselves were of any strategic value. Now who's being bitter? Who? Me? You're right. Let's enjoy the civilized moment. We'll have few enough of them. Our gaze is locked. For a moment there were sparks of challenge in hers. I looked away. How did you manage to enlist those two clowns in your charade?
A donative?
I laughed. Of course. Anything for money. And how soon will the Dark Wings be ready to sail?
2 days. 3 at the most. And no, I won't be handling any Imperial business while I'm here.
Good. I'm stuffed to the gills and ripe for roasting. We ought to go walk this off or something. Is there a reasonably safe place we could go?
You probably know Opal better than I do, Croker. I've never been here before.
I suppose I looked surprised.
I can't be everywhere. There was a time when I was preoccupied in the north and east, a time when I was preoccupied with putting my husband down, a time when I was preoccupied with catching you. There never was a time when I was free for broadening travel.
Thank the stars.
What?
Meant to be a compliment on your youthful figure. She gave me a calculating look.
I won't say anything to that. You'll stick it all in your annals.
I grinned. Threads of smoke snaked between my teeth. I swore I'd get them.
Chapter 7. Smoke and the Woman. Willow figured you could pick Smoke for what he was in any crowd. He was a wrinkled, skinny little geek that looked like somebody tried to do him in black walnut husk stain, only they missed some spots. There were spatters of pink on the backs of his hands, one arm, and one side of his face, like maybe somebody threw acid at him and it killed the color where it hit him. Smoke had not done anything to Willow, not yet, but Willow did not like him. Blade did not care one way or another. Blade didn't care much about anybody. Cordy Mather said he was reserving judgment. Willow kept his dislike back out of sight, because Smoke was what he was, and because he hung out with the woman. The woman was waiting for them, too. She was browner than Smoke and most anyone else in town, as far as Willow knew. She had a mean face that made it hard to look at her. She was about average size for Taglian women, which was not very big by Swan standards. Except for her attitude of, "I am the boss," she would not have stood out much. She did not dress better than old women Willow saw in the streets. Black crows, Cordy called them. Always wrapped up in black, like old peasant women they saw when they were headed down through the territories of the jewel cities. They had not been able to find out who the woman was, but they knew she was somebody. She had connections in the Prebrindra's palace, right up at the top. Smoke worked for her. Fishwives didn't have wizards on the payroll. Anyway, both of them acted like officials trying not to look official, like they did not know how to be regular people. The place they met was somebody's house, somebody important, but Willow had not yet figured who. The class lines and hierarchies did not make sense in Taglios. Everything was always screwed up by religious affiliation.